It's time for that Friday feeling. And today, that feeling around the planet is May 25th, 2018. That feeling today is panic for a lot of people. Today is the first day that the European Union can impose enforcement penalties for failure to comply with GDPR, the Global Data Protection, General Data Protection Regulation. As you have undoubtedly noticed, every company on the planet has been sending out email updates about privacy policy updates, terms of service updates, opt-ins to email lists, all that stuff. And a whole lot of people are now aware of GDPR that were not, even though the regulation was passed 2 years ago. Today is when the enforcement penalties began. By the way, if you want to know which companies you probably want to do business with, because they are well-prepared, they're thoughtful, they put the customer first, and they have robust internal processes for managing change, go look in your inbox and see who emailed you about GDPR like a month ago or 2 months ago or maybe even a year ago, who got themselves into compliance sooner rather than later, as opposed to everybody who's emailing you yesterday and today going, well, we've updated our stuff, right? Guys, you kind of waited to the last minute on that one. So the feeling is definitely panic. Some folks left comments on previous YouTube videos saying they're just going to delete their website entirely, which is a little drastic. So let's talk about GDPR and the risks of it now that the enforcement penalty window is technically open. first of all, disclaimer, big disclaimer, I am not a lawyer. This is not legal advice. Consult your lawyer, please. If you have legal questions pertaining to your company, particularly about mitigating your risks under GDPR, please consult a qualified lawyer, not a guy on the internet. So, risks of enforcement are going to vary based on the kind of company you are. So, for example, if you have a physical presence, an office, an employee, etc., within the EU, then yes, you have substantial exposure to GDPR. If you have an economic presence, you do business in the EU, you file taxes in the EU, like the VAT, you report income to EU entities, you are targeting people with your marketing, either by localizing it to languages in the EU, running targeted ads on like Facebook retargeting and stuff in the EU, then yeah, guess what? That you have substantial exposure to GDPR. If you're subject to other EU regulations, Privacy Shield, for example, then yes, you have substantial risk to exposure to GDPR, and you need to comply with the law to the letter. If, on the other hand, you are Ned's Pizza Shop in Topeka, right, and you have a website, you're not attempting in any way to localize for the EU, you're not running ads to people in Berlin for your pizza, you couldn't even get a pizza to Berlin in a timely manner. You have no offices or branches or franchises in the EU, and you don't really do much data collection other than maybe an email newsletter. Your risk is very low for enforcement of penalties and fines, because what would have to happen is that the EU would need to pass a judgment against your company and then reach out to a US court to have the judgment enforced. For a pizza shop in Topeka, your risk is super low because a US court, and frankly an EU court, aren't going to bother. Right? They're going to go after the big fish. The you know, if your company makes over $1 billion a year, then yeah, you might be worth the work. If you're a pizza shop making $25 a week in margin, you ain't worth it. So assessing your risk is a core part of compliance with GDPR. Now, that said, many of the provisions of GDPR are good things to do. They're good things to do anyway, and complying with them and doing them will position you well for when privacy regulations inevitably change in the United States. We're headed that direction. We've been headed that direction for a while. The issues with Facebook and Cambridge Analytica and stuff have only accelerated our likelihood of implementing privacy regulations. As is typical with United States law, they'll be more watered down because our law tends to favor business much more heavily than favoring the citizen. So what are the things that you should do, regardless of whether GDPR is a high risk for your business or not? The 72-hour requirement to notify customers within 3 days of a data breach, that's a good thing to do. It lets people know, hey, something happened. Here's what we're doing to remediate it. Building privacy into your systems is a core feature, not an add-on. Things like hashing passwords in your web application and database, that's a smart thing to do no matter what. Collecting the minimum amount of required data is, again, a very smart thing to do. The less data you have, especially if you don't use it, the less that can be compromised in a data breach. Collect more relevant data too. Collect behavioral data as opposed to demographic data. Collect, what pages do people visit on your website is probably going to be a better signal than what company they work for or what their title is. Obtaining explicit consent for data uses. Hey, we want to use your email address for retargeting. Cool. Let people know that you're going to do that. And that's not a bad thing to do. Let people know if you are going to share their data. That's an important thing to do. The rights to be forgotten, the rights to be able to get a copy of your data, the right to port your data, those are all good things to do. And one of the great things about GDPR is that with the big tech companies having to be globally compliant now for a lot of small businesses, those features that you would have had to spend a lot of money to build are built into a lot of different pieces of software. And so that's a good thing to be able to do. Is if a customer says, I just don't want to hear from you ever again, delete my information. Okay, gone. You're out. And most of all, which I think is a benefit to everybody, is clear, easy-to-read privacy policies that tell customers how the data is used. That is a good thing to do. That is a good thing to do for people because it tells them what you're doing with their data and what's going to happen with their data. That's, as a customer, as a consumer, I want to know, hey, if you're going to sell my data to every spammer on the planet, I'd like to know that before I sign up for something. And, the days of 48-page end-user license agreements in terms of service, the fact that the big companies now have to comply with GDPR's requirements that they be easy to read and short, that's a good thing. So a lot of these provisions, they're worth doing anyways. Do them. Do as many as you practically can. And that way, in the unlikely event that if you're a company that has no exposure of any kind in the EU, you're Ned's Pizza Shop in Topeka, right? And you have no intent of doing business within the EU. If, in the highly unlikely event that the European Commission says, hey, we're going to pass judgment against you, doing as many of these practices, in addition to being good for the customer, also shows a good faith effort towards compliance with the resources you have. Now, if you are Citibank, if you are Google, if you are Trump Hotels International, say, and you have substantial exposure, you must comply. You must comply top to bottom, 100%, no exceptions. If, on the other hand, you are not that kind of multinational company, then do your best to comply with what's available. Assess your risk. Talk to your lawyer. But know that you're probably not at substantial risk from GDPR. Right? So don't panic. Comply as best as you can. And do the things that are good for business anyway, that are good for the customer anyway. You can't lose by helping the customer. So that's today's Friday Feeling. Again, not a lawyer. This is not legal advice. Consult your lawyer. And subscribe to the newsletter and the email and the YouTube channel and stuff. And I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Please don't panic. If you want help with your company's data and analytics, visit BrainTrustInsights.com today and let us know how we can help you.